Jesus Christ had a lot of followers. Among them, there are some chosen directly by the Messiah. There were 12 disciples chosen by the Messiah, Jesus Christ. One day, when they reached the region of Caesarea Philippi, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, asked the disciples, who is very influential in Judea, tell me some names. Disciples said to Jesus, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, some say Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Then Jesus said to Peter, Simon Peter, how do you tell me who I am? Peter replied, you are the Messiah, the Son of Living God. Then Jesus said to Peter, blessed are you, Simon, the son of Jonah. What you said was not revealed by you. What you said was revealed by my Father. Peter, upon you I build my church. Peter means rock in Greek. Peter, on this rock, upon you, on this rock, I build my church. I give you the keys of the kingdom of God. The gates of Hades cannot overcome it. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I dare you to follow all of the teachings given to you, Peter. I'd like you to inherit what I have as the Messiah. But now, do not tell anyone I am the Messiah yet. Peter, one of 12 disciples. Peter means rock. Jesus Christ had a plan to build his church on Peter. Later on, after crucifixion of Jesus Christ, Peter became the first pope of Roman Catholic Church. Interpreted. Jesus Christ said to Peter, I will give you the keys of heaven. So receiving the keys of heaven became his lifelong mission. It's not a private lifelong mission. This is a universal lifelong mission for the sake of all the people here on this planet. People should be saved. People can enter the narrow gate through the church Jesus Christ built. Enter through the narrow gate. Wide is the gate, broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But the small is the gate, narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. My disciples here, under the access of my holy instruction, shall be five of a few on this planet.